In your face.
Absolutely thrilled to have Mr. Vic Bears 2025, Billy Mather, in the studio. And from the Vic Bears committee, James and Franz, welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
It is so exciting. You won Mr. Vic Bears. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, I did. Back in January, a part of Bearfest, I won the title of Mr. Vic Bears through a week long of fun events, and yeah, always exciting.
So James, tell us a little bit about Vic Bears.
Sure. So Vic Bears is a social club for gay, bi, queer, men who have sex with men, and people who identify as male, primarily identifying under that bear umbrella of traditionally, you know, a bigger, burlier guy, but also just people who want a more chill environment to socialize in community, who believe in body positivity, inclusion and diversity. And we've got 800 members and we run over 70 events per year.
So, Billy, tell us what the title means. Like, what do you do as Mr. Vic Bears?
So I'm the representative for the Vic Bears. I'd say the tits and teeth. So I attend events and introduce myself to new people and make new people feel welcome. And I attend events outside of the Vic Bears to represent for the Vic Bears and just get the word out about the Vic Bears.
And you also have a community organisation that you support specifically, right?
Yeah, so every... Mr. Vic Bears gets to choose a chosen charity, and my chosen charity is the Australian Queer Archives. I did a history tour last year with Holiday Night, who works up the road, and I really enjoyed the tour, so then I wanted to find out how I could support them more. We did a tour of the Queer Archives at the Pride Centre and fell in love with what they were doing and made the decision based off of that.
James, tell us about the bear community in Victoria.
Sure. So I guess Vic Bears is probably the epicenter of it in a lot of the way as the formalized organized club. Yeah, we run multiple social events per month, which can range from a monthly den night social at the Laird Hotel, just a good chance to hang out. We do an aquarobics class and a lunch on the first Sunday of every month. And throughout the year, we run a variety of different special events and festivals as well. So I guess we are kind of the epicenter, but just being a member of our club, you can still identify a bear if you're not quite a member as well. So I guess we kind of personified in Victoria in a lot of ways, but it is broader than that as well.
Tell us about the aqua aerobics. I love that.
Well, I think it's both mine and Billy's favorite.
Absolute favorite thing.
Favorite event.
Yeah.
So if we can mention the place, it's down at the Richmond Recreation Centre. We jump in the pool. We average about 30 or 32 people each month, just a bunch of gays jumping in the water, doing aquarobics with some fun instructors as well. So
I'd love to see a reel of it.
Oh, I can show you. I can show you more than that. But yeah. So it's a whole heap of fun. We can't take too much footage on pool deck, but yeah, it's just one of the best things about the club and the spaces that we're able to create is just environments where a bunch of gays can just go somewhere, queen out a little bit, have fun, no stress, and it's just no bullshit and a whole lot of fun.
Billy, tell us what you had to do to win the title. Like, what kind of hoops did you have to jump
through? So there's a week of events for Bearfest in January. Some are like sort of more community-based, some are more risque. Basically, I'm there to introduce myself and say hi to people, but it all comes down to the competition night, which runs like a pageant. There's three rounds. There's a bear wear round, which is representing of what you would normally wear. There's a second round of barely there. And then the third round is the talent or fantasy round.
Wow. And what did you do for the last one?
I am a trained chef. That's what I do for a living. So I wanted to do something that called back to that, but also I don't take myself too seriously. So I did like a cooking show where I baked a cake on stage and then brought out a friend who was my cake as my, this is something I prepared earlier. I put him on a table, decorated his backside and went to town on it in front of everyone at the Laird.
And how did they react? Because there would have been hundreds.
Oh, they went wild. They went crazy, yeah. When my tongue hit his area, it went crazy, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. James, you saw it. What was it like?
Oh, God. Well, you know, I was helping Billy backstage. So when I would come out to watch him, I was right on the angle of the crowd. So I got all the special angles. I know everyone great, but yeah, the crowd went wild. It hit all the right notes. And that's something that's really exciting about the competition. Each year, people give it their all and really entertain the crowd and the community. So that's just one of many amazing stories of hilarious talents that we've had on stage.
Tell us what else happened.
That day at that competition, this one was a little bit unique. We had a couple of dropouts. So there was only two people in this competition, Billy and our friend Brendan as well, Miss Congeniality Brendan. He did an amazing job. He kind of put on a bit of a drag pageant performance himself to the tune of Holding Out for a Hero from Shrek 2. But we had another competition recently as well, the Mr. Australasia Bear competition. So Billy and his fellow current title holders from other states in Australia and from New Zealand all came to Melbourne and competed for the kind of national or international title of Mr. Australasia Bear. So we had six competitors in that competition. In addition to Billy's sequel to his previous talent round, we had someone do a performance of Mr. Cellophane. We had an operatic singer. We had a kind of king drag version of a He-Man routine. We had someone build a bear on stage through construction material and kind of a magic trick. And I can't remember the last one.
That was a rap.
And a rap.
The rap. Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
See, it really combines that kind of, you know, masculinity with campness, doesn't it? It's really, really, you know, multidimensional.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. You mentioned bearware before, Billy. Can you define that?
So it was what I felt comfortable in. I decided to wear a Sugar Plum Fairy t-shirt. My friend Jared makes them and they fit me, which was the most important thing going into it. As a bigger guy, it's harder to find clothes that fit. So it had a shirt that said Fat Summer on it, which I loved. And then I love Pokemon, so I had a bunch of Pokemon attached to me and a lot of my Vic Bears pins. And yeah, just something I would have worn at a den night, really. Just a bit turned up a little bit for stage, but yeah.
So, James, what are some of the upcoming events that Vic Bears has?
Sure. So, look, there's always our regular monthly events, like I mentioned before. The Den Night's a great opportunity for first-timers to come to a Den Night social and just meet the community for the first time. But we do have a new special event coming up as well.
Oh, do tell.
Well, baby, it's All-Star season, okay? So we're doing the Vic Bears Bear Competition All-Stars. It's the first time we're doing it. It's on August 30. We've invited four previous competitors back from recent years to put it on, to battle it out, to redeem themselves. It's all for charity, so they're competing for the charity again this year, and there'll be some extra special judges, this is probably a bit of a preview, but Billy and a few other previous winners will be judging people they have beaten.
Can't wait.
I can
sit down all night. I'm so excited.
So you've got to tell me, like, I mean, they're not previous winners, they're previous contestants. So as you said, redemption.
Yeah, definitely. Look, again, we're always proud of all our contestants. It's a really big deal to put yourself up there in front of your community and compete. You know, there are no losers. There's only non-title holders. But all the people we're inviting back and many others are still active part of our community after competing. They continue to volunteer and support us in different ways. So we're really excited to, you know, for this first one, invitation only, give some people a chance to come up on stage again. And also, it's for charity. And that's a really big focus of our club and community as well. You know, each year we, in addition to obviously funding a club ourselves, being incorporated and having memberships, running events that we earn income from, non-for-profit obviously, and all volunteers, but we also give back a lot to other rainbow community organizations as well. We fundraise on an average around $15,000 per year. And recently we just awarded $10,000 to Proud to Play as our major donation of the year. So it's really in the spirit of the club and each of our contestants and members to fundraise and pass on. We're really lucky to have these spaces that we have and the longevity of Vic Bears. Our 30th anniversary is next year. So we want to pay that forward and support the broader LGBTQ community as much as we can.
Billy, how has winning Mr. Vic Bears changed your life?
I've been to a lot of places that I never thought I would go to before.
Like where?
So Mardi Gras was a definite highlight for us both this year. Being able to march with everyone. I was wearing a jockstrap and a crop top down Oxford Street and waving my flag and being proud. And just the random people you meet along the way. I think I've met 2 out of 4 young divas now. So thanks to Mr. Greg Gould. So just you find yourself in these weird situations. You're like, oh my God, that's that person. But then they're coming up to say hi to you, which is the strangest thing that's happened. Yeah.
Wow. So how has it changed your confidence? It must have really made you much more confident.
I've gone into it pretty confident. I mean, yeah, but it's been amazing. Like, it's just a satisfaction. But really, the most important thing is then seeing my friends and the people in my community that weren't so confident, I can bring them along with me and see their confidence grow, because I'm pretty outgoing and pretty talkative as it is. I didn't need much help in that department, but getting to bring my friends along for the ride has been really rewarding.
And James, as a committee member of VicBears, that must be something that you see a lot, people coming in and just growing as people with their confidence, with their community connections, with their sense of community, and they kind of just go whoosh.
Absolutely. I mean, I can speak to that from personal experience myself. That's why I wanted to join the committee and give back. But, you know, it doesn't even take the longest amount of time. We had Southern Hibernation recently, which is our winter week of events, which is when the Australasia Bear Comp was. And just the comments and posts we saw from some of the interstate attendees, because people come from all over Australia and New Zealand to come participate in that week, of just people commenting on how much going to an underwear party or just existing at these different events and spaces really help build their self-confidence. And, you know, that's the stuff as committee members we step back and reflect on. And, you know, even in the hardest moments of running, you know, 13 events over 9 days, that's the sort of stuff that makes it worth it.
Yeah, you have a lot of events. Like, how many pageants have you had over the last 12 months?
Over the 12 months, the average is 2. So it's always the Mr. Vic Bears competition in January and the Australasia Bear competition in June. So we're adding a third one with All Stars. The broader kind of queer and kink community have a lot of great pageants as well. Our friends in the leather space, rubber. So, you know, it is a really big culture within the LGBTQ+ community to kind of have these titles and have these representatives that we can, you know, work alongside and look up to as well.
And it's great you do stuff that's not, you know, involving alcohol necessarily. Yeah, you have events at pubs, but you have the aerobics, for example, which I just love, and all the other stuff as well.
Yeah, it's really important to provide options for everyone. Even during the summer, we run a weekly walk around the botanical gardens. It's just finished its second year, and we'll go back into a third year shortly as well. You know, there's a lot of cheeky fun events and a lot of parties to be had, but that's not for everyone. I think we're also conscious of that people are at different stages of life, want different things as well. So some of the weekly walk, for example, we saw this year, a lot of people who started by coming to that because it felt a little less intimidating were soon coming to our den night socials and then maybe some more of our riskier parties. And like you said before, just watching that confidence grow and see them become a part of our community.
So tell us about the more risque parties. Like, you have one at the sauna, right? There's a bear pool party. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I went to that one. That was fun.
I took that day off. I mean, it's a mix, right? We're really lucky to be partnered. One of our major partners being the Laird Hotel, which is a male-only gay venue. I'm sure you're familiar with it. But it just kind of lets us, as a venue, it kind of gives us this, you know, really sex positive and gay and queer positive spaces where we can put on different risky events. So, you know, we regularly host underwear parties. They're all our biggest sellers with a strict dress code of you must be in jocks only. We do events at Wet on Wellington and stuff as well, and kind of host and collab there. And yeah, on stage during the pageants and stuff, people can get a little riskier, as Billy described before. So it's all there. It's all very affirming. And we're really lucky to have it.
Billy, you must see yourself as a bit of a community leader when it comes to body positivity. And I imagine it's something that you didn't plan on becoming, but you kind of have.
Well, I entered in Vista Vic Bears because I didn't see myself represented as much. I'm probably one of the bigger side of attendees at these parties, and my driving decision to enter was to see someone like me. So why not me enter and represent for the bigger guys? Yeah, because that's really important.
You must have got a lot of affirmation from the community saying, thank God you've done that, because now I feel more comfortable going into these spaces.
Yeah, I've had a few people reach out and said that they also want to run next year because they've seen me run and do it well. So it's been really rewarding. Yeah.
Wow. And you must have seen so many changes in Billy James.
Yeah. look, I'm a committee member. Billy's also my best friend, so a bit of a double whammy there. Yeah. But yeah, from what you
stuck
said
with each other,
to see to his confidence grow as a performer and representative has been amazing, and I feel really fortunate to both as a committee member and his best friend go on the ride with him as well. So going to different places like Mardi Gras, marching together, and Bendigo Pride, and just being in these different spaces, it's a fun adventure to have your best friend.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, you guys were at Greg Gould last Friday night, right?
Yes.
Tell us about it, because Greg was on the show last week. It was fabulous to chat with him.
It was amazing. It was something that Greg had been promoting, and we thought, oh, no, that was cool. We've seen Greg a few times, and he was always amazing, but we hadn't really ever seen Emily before, and by the end of the night, we were both... We're already Greg Gould fans. We're definitely Emily Williams fans.
Oh, my God. Because they were doing the tribute to George Michael, which was Greg's segment, and Whitney Houston, which is Emily's segment. And, you know, the voice was in the room with us that night. Like, we are big Queens for Whitney and George in the 80s music. And we were queening out, to be sure.
It was amazing.
The vocals, unbelievable. And it's a really great show that I think they're looking to tour. So I'd recommend anyone to check it out again when it comes up.
Yeah, because Emily's just got back from the West End, right?
Yeah, she was playing... She was in the Bodyguard musical production. So she knew all the Whitney songs down pat. And my assumption is, she, you know, at a Broadway West End show like that, you have to do it the kind of set traditional way. But what was really great about this show, both Greg and Emily, is that they did the songs of George and Whitney, but they made it their own. This wasn't a cover concert. This wasn't a cover band. This was their versions of these classic hits.
Yeah, magical, amazing. Yeah.
Billy, I have to ask, how did you stumble into the bear community? What's the backstory?
I'm from Geelong originally, so just down the highway. I had made a few friends up in Melbourne, and one of them dragged me to the Laird for one hibernation, actually. And then from then on, I kept coming to Melbourne every weekend to hang out with my new friends and go to these events. And then I was getting sick of the drives home at 3 o'clock in the morning because I don't drink. So I was always driving back to Geelong. And then I thought, no, I'm just going to move. So I made the move. And then about a year later, I decided to put my hand up for Mr. Vic Bears.
Fantastic. Yeah. So you really found a community that made that transition to Melbourne much easier.
Very easy. I'm very lucky that I found my people pretty quickly, like the first couple times coming to Melbourne. Yeah.
Fantastic. What about you, James? How did you stumble across Vic Bears and get involved?
Yeah, kind of similarly as well. Someone takes you to the Laird for the first time, to be honest. After that first year of 2020 lockdowns, I was really kind of lonely, as we all were, and kind of craving community and a friend. Holiday night at a drag, I kind of chatted to her online, and again, someone just said, you should come to the Laird. And so went for a couple times before we went back into deep lockdowns again, followed everything online, and came back at the end of that second year of lockdown. I just kind of didn't look back. It's, you know, it can be really intimidating to come into those spaces for the first time for people. So it definitely helps someone bringing you in for the first time. And then my advice to any newbies is just run for it. Keep turning up, introduce yourself to people and make those connections. You'll really be surprised how quickly that can build.
Fantastic. Now, if people want to get involved with Vic Bears, how do they do it?
Well, the best place to go to is either our website, our Instagram, or our Facebook. So vicbears.org.au or Instagram/VicBearsInc. And the same on Facebook. And just see our regular updates. And again, our biggest advice is just jump in. Just find an event that seems interesting or cool to you and just come to the first one. We've got Christmas in July coming up later this month. So
Santa might show up. I don't know who's going to play Santa, but yeah.
Fantastic. Yes. Oh, that's going to be so exciting. Look, guys, it has been so great to meet you. Thank you so much for popping into 3CR.
Thanks for having us.
3CR. In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ plus communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.